We're in Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the second line. Tanu Rabbanan. The Braisa is going to list the things whose year begins in the first of the month of Nisan. And then the Gemara is going to spend a long time deriving each one, applying each one. Echad ben Nisan Rosh Hashanah, one in the month of Nisan is the beginning of the year, lachodashim, for the count of months, which is considered month number one, Nisan. Leiburim, for when Bezdin will analyze whether to make it a leap year, to add a month to the year, the Gemara will modify that understanding. Velitumat shkalim, and for taking from the new coins, the new machzis shekel for the sacrifices. Remember, every year they would fundraise. Every Jew would give a half a shekel, and then they would use those donations for the sacrifices that represented the people, the tamid that was brought every morning and every evening. Well, when do you start using the new donations? This year's donations, you start in the beginning of the month of Nisan. And some say that if you rent a house and you say, this year, I'm renting it for this year, the year ends and one in the month of Nisan, doesn't matter if you rented it a month earlier. You said this year, the year ends one in the month of Nisan. So now the Gemara wants to derive each of them. L'chodashim minalan, how do you know the months begin with Nisan? D'chtiv, the pasuk says, ha'chodesh hazeh lechem rosh chodashim, rishonu lechem lechodshei ha'shana, daburu el kol adat Yisrael emo ba'asor l'chodesh hazeh, v'ikhu lehem ish, seh levet avot, seh labayit. The pasuk says, this month is the head of months for you. It is the first of the months of the year. Tell the Jewish people that 10 in this month, they should each take a sheep to their head of the house, a sheep per house. You'll watch this sheep till the 14th and then you'll slaughter it. So the Torah identifies some month as the first month. Which month is it? V'chtiv in the pasuk says, Shamor et chodesh ha'aviv. Watch the month of the spring, the month of the aviv, the month where you have grains that are ripe, aviv, and that's when you do the paschal offering. Ezu chodesh yeshbo aviv. What month do you have crops, grains that are ripe? If Omer is Nisan, so that must be Nisan. The Karele Rishon, the Torah says, the month when you do Pesach is Aviv, and that month is Rishon. It's number one. So the Gemara says, Ve'imayav, who told you it's Nisan? Maybe the Korban Pesach should be in Iyar. Ve'ina Aviv Eleka. No, you don't have ripe crops. Ve'imadal, maybe Adar. In Adar, you have some grains that are already getting ripe. Ve'inan Rov Aviv Eleka. You need the majority of the grain should be ripe. And you don't have that in Adar. Midi Rov Aviv, the Torah says, wait a second, maybe Aviv means the beginning of the ripening, which is in Adar. It doesn't say in the pasuk explicitly you need most of the ripening. It says it's ripening. Well, ripening begins in Adar. So that's not a proof. The Gemara just disproved that proof. We have yet to prove that the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, is brought in Nisan. Funny question, but that's where we're holding now. And we have yet to prove that Nisan is the first month. Elam Rav Chisda Mehacha. Rav Chisda offers another source. The pasuk says, Ach b'chamishas ha'yom l'chodesh ha'shvi'i, 15 in the seventh month. Now that's the month of Tishrei, if you start your count from Nisan. 15 in the month of Tishrei is going to be Sukkos. Bas b'chemet tevuat ha'aretz. When you gather your grains, Ezeu chodesh yeshbo asifa, what month do you gather grains? Eve omer ze Tishrei. That is the month of Tishrei. V'kakar ilei shvi. So you see, it's calling it the month when you gather your grains, and calls it the seventh month. So you see that Tishrei is the seventh month, must be Nisan is month number one. Ve'ima mar cheshvan, notice the Gemara calls it mar cheshvan. Maybe it is Mar Cheshvan, maybe that's the seventh month. Umay Shvi Shvi Liyar, and the count really starts from Iyar. The Gemara says, Meina Asif Eleka, you're not gathering your crops in Iyar. You finish in Tishrei. So that can't be the seventh month. Deima Elul, Umay Shvi Shvi Ladar, maybe it's Elul, when you start gathering your crops, towards the end of Elul, and then the count starts from Adar. Deina Rov Asif Eleka, The Gemara says, no, when the Torah called it the month of the gathering, it meant the majority of the gathering is that month. And that's not in Elul, that's in Tishrei. Midi Rov Asif Ketiv, the Gemara says, wait a second, it doesn't say in the Pasuk the majority of gathering. The Pasuk says the month you gather, and you start gathering in Elul. So who said that Sukkot shouldn't be celebrated in Elul? Oh boy, now we're left with another question. Who says Sukkot shouldn't be in Elul? Maybe Pesach should be in Adar, on Purim. 15th should be the Pesach. And Sukkot should be in Elul. So obviously they had on tradition not this way, but from the Pesukim we've yet to prove it. Once we'll be able to prove which is the first month and which is the seventh month, then everything works out. Everything falls into place. But we don't know which is the first. We haven't proven that yet. No, the Chumash doesn't name them. The Chumash just calls them the first, the second, the third. We count from the redemption. So when we were redeemed from Egypt, we counted from the month we were redeemed from Egypt. When we were redeemed from Babylon, we applied the Babylonian names. The names we have now, they brought with them from Babylon. Ela amar Ravina, davar ze mitorat Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu. Ravina says, from the Torah of Moshe, we can't learn it. Midrei Kabbalah lamadnu. We have to learn it from the tradition we have from Moshe, the words of the prophets. V'yom 24 le'ashte asa chodesh u'chodesh shvat. The Pasuk says, the 11th month is Shvat. So that's obvious. If the 11th month is Shvat, then the first month is Nisan. Rabba Barula amar mehacha. Rabba Barula quotes another Pasuk. V'tilakach Esther lamelech Achashverosh bet machuto b'chodesh ha'asir u'chodesh tevet. Esther was taken to Achashverosh, to his castle, on the 10th month, which is Teves. So that's a clear indication that the count starts from Nisan. Rav Kana amar mehacha, b'arba'a l'chodesh ha'tshi'i b'kislev. The Pasuk says it was the 9th month, it was Kislev. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar mehacha, v'ikaru sofrei ha'melech beit ei b'chodesh ha'shishi u'chodesh Sivan. This Pasuk says the 3rd month is Sivan. Rav Ashi amar mehacha, y'pil puru agora lifnei haman miyom liyom u'mechodesh l'chodesh sh'neim asar u'chodesh adar. V'ibayit ei amar mehacha, b'chodesh ha'rishon u'chodesh Nisan. So that last Pasuk, that seems to be the best of all. It clearly says, you don't have to do the math. The Pasuk says, the first month is Nisan. So why doesn't everyone bring this Pasuk? Maybe first over here means first with regards to what they were doing. Haman was standing there in Nisan when he did the lot. So that's why he calls it the first month. He's starting the lot from the first month, the month he's in. But that's not a proof that the first month with regard to our count is Nisan. Betana didan, so then, okay. So we've proven from the Nevi'im. From the Torah we said there's no concrete proof. From the Nevi'im we have proof that the count of the months starts from Nisan. Now the Gemara says, wait a second, but this was a Braisa. Why didn't our Mishnah point out that Nisan is also the beginning of the count of months? Why isn't this one of the things it says in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Nisan is the starting point for. It enumerates a whole bunch of things. It doesn't say this point, that Nisan is the beginning of the count of months. Answers the Gemara, our Mishnah discusses Rashei Shanim, the beginning of years. V'tana didan, our Tana b'shanim kamayre. He's talking about years. With respect to the year, when is this the beginning? When's this? Which month is the beginning of the year? The Chodeshim lo kamayri is not busying himself with things that pertain to the months. This is a thing that pertains to the months. So that's why it's not enumerated in our Mishnah. We said in the Braisa that Nisan is the beginning of the year for the leap year. Now, the Gemara understood that to mean that Beis Din will sit down in Nisan and ask themselves, 11 months from now, when Adar comes, when we've come full cycle, are we going to make it a leap year? Are there going to be two Adars or one? And the Gemara automatically says that doesn't work. So the Gemara says, we're up to the first wide line. The Leiburin. Leiburin min Nisan maninan. Are Beis Din really allowed to sit down in Nisan and analyze whether they're going to make this year a leap year. Can they really start doing that then? That Tanya, but we have a brisa that says in Me'abrina Shana Lifnei Rosh Hashanah that the courts would never make it a leap year. They should never make it a leap year before Rosh Hashanah, meaning before Tishrei. They have to wait half a year. V'imibua einam uberet. But if they did make it a leap year before Rosh Hashanah, then it does not take effect. Aval mipnei atchak me'abrin ota achar Rosh Hashanah miyad. Even though ordinarily we would wait till closer to the date, but if the time is pressing, there are all kinds of decrees against the Jews, and they're fearful that they won't be able to convene the court. It might be too dangerous. Or maybe the Nasi has to go on some political errand to meet the king, and the Chazal said you have to make a leap year with the Nasi present, and he won't be around in 4 or 5 months. So then if it's a tight situation, Mabrinu Ta'achar Rosh Hashanah Miyad, right after Rosh Hashanah, we could make it into a leap year. Nonetheless, even though they come to the conclusion we have to add a month, they're not going to add another Cheshvan. The leap year always falls out in Adar. The Pasuk teaches us it's always revolving around Nisan, meaning it's always to push off Nisan by a month that we make it a leap year. So this Braisa clearly says that you're not allowed to do your calculations, you're not allowed to convene the court to make it a leap year in Nisan. You have to wait a half a year till Tishrei. So what did our Braisa mean when it said that Nisan is the beginning of the year for leap years? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, my iburin of sakat iburim. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, when we said iburin, what we mean to say is that the year has come to a conclusion with regard to making it a leap year. If you could have made it a leap year yesterday, that's fine. But once the first day of Nisan comes in, that's when the next year begins with regard to a leap year. You can no longer say, well, today is Adar. We want to make this into a leap year. Once the first day of Nisan came in, the next year began, meaning the only capacity you have at this point is to make next year Adar into two Adars. But you no longer can make this backwards into an Adar. So that your capacity to make it into a leap year has ended once the first of Nisan enters. Ditnan, for we have the following Mishnah. Heni du Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Papias. We had their testimony a daf ago, the bottom of the previous daf. They testified regarding the baby of a shlamim. So now they have another testimony, the baby of a shlamim sacrifice, if it gives birth. So they gave testimony shemabrina shana kol adar, that one could make it into a leap year throughout Adar. If Bezdin decides after Purim that they have to make an Adar Beis, they're permitted to do it. Shayu umrim ad Purim, that until they came along, people said they have until Purim to decide if it's a leap year or not. Maitam demanda marad Purim. Why is it? What's the logic behind saying that they have only until Purim? Kivan da amamal, being that we're taught shalin milchot haPesach kodem laPesach lamed yom, that 30 days before Pesach, meaning on Purim, you're supposed to start asking the laws of Pesach. So comes Purim, the rabbi gives a speech, he's already talking the laws of Pesach, and he's saying, guys, be careful if you're going on business trips. I want you to know you have to already be concerned what chametz you have in your possession in case you don't get back on time. 30 days from now is Pesach. Mark your calendars. If you're going to be out on some business trip, you have to be on top of it. Don't lose sight of the calendar. 30 days from now is Pesach. So the rabbi's been lecturing for 2 weeks about how Pesach, the countdown is coming. Now suddenly he's going to get up there and bang and say, no, 45 more days, guys. Now that's a problem. Being that we're taught, because we're taught shalim milchot haPesach kodem laPesach lamid yom, that we start asking of the laws of Pesach 30 days before Pesach, so the lectures are already revolving around it. So people are going to say, wait a second, so now you rabbis, you could decide Pesach, forget it, this chametz business is Tallah holds. So people are going to take it lightly, the prohibition of chametz. Last week you told me I'm not allowed to eat chametz in 2 weeks. Now you're telling me I got another 45 days. Okay, fine. So I say that whatever I do is a kosher. If you guys could say anything's kosher, I could say anything's kosher. So people are going to take the prohibition of chametz lightly. So that's the logic of saying that, being that when Purim comes, we are instructed to start teaching about Pesach. So, therefore, there's an opinion that says, once Purim has come, you no longer have the option of making it into a leap year. You better get your act together before Purim. The Idach, so what does the other opinion answer? That seems to be a very good claim. The Idach, the other opinion says, Meida Yediyah, people know, Deshata Me'abauta, that a leap year, Bechush B'Natalia Milta, it's contingent on some very difficult mathematical calculations, figuring out when the season should fall out, when the new moon should fall out, how many leap years have we had these previous years. They'd go up there to an attic and they'd sit down there doing calculations sometimes for days on end, not to be disturbed. So people know it's a very serious business and it takes a lot of work. V'savrin, people think, Chush b'na'u de'lo salik lul rabanan. The rabbis just couldn't figure out the math before this day. People won't mock the prohibition of chametz. People will realize that it takes a lot of work, and they'll think the rabbis couldn't figure out the math until now. Adai dana, till now. The truth is, the rabbis could have done the math. But sometimes the decision to make a leap year is not only about math. It's about some concrete evidence they need to have on the ground. How are the crops developing? How's the economy developing? Sometimes there are a lot of calculations that can affect the decision of whether they'll make it a leap year or not. The Gemara gives us many calculations the rabbis took into account. The math they could have done already 2 months ago. But at least people don't know that. People think it's all in the math. So people think, well, they couldn't get their math together till now. And that's okay. Whatever excuse they give, whether it's right or wrong, at least they won't come to taking the prohibition of chametz lightly. So the Gemara says, okay, now, why didn't our Mishnah list this? Our Mishnah doesn't say that Nisan is the beginning of the year with regard to leap years. The Tana Didan, our Tana, Bat Chala Kamayri, he's focused on things that begin in Nisan. And here, our whole point is that your capacity to make it into a leap year ends in Nisan. Basakak lo kamayri. And our Tana is not busying himself enumerating the things that end in the first of the month of Nisan. Yes?
According to what they're saying here, did they celebrate Purim in the first of Adar at this point? Or?
They might have, yeah. Based on this, you could understand the Gemara we learned in Megillah. The Gemara in the first Tarek discusses that this can happen, that they'll read the Megillah, they'll celebrate Purim, and then a few days later the courts tell them actually there's going to be an Adar Beis. So there's a machlokas, what we do in such a situation. Yeah.
And then eventually it switched to just being, I guess when the calendar was set up, they pretty much made it always in bed.
What math? More understood. I mean, I have said most of math was discovered in the last 500 years.
Go read the article about how NASA only discovered recently the exact cycle of the moon down to, I think, 3 or 4 places after the decimal point. And Chazal had it, you see it in their calculations, a few thousand years ago. Go. You can see the article on it.
Where's the article?
Probably on age.com. Yeah, look. Do a search. NASA, cycle, moon, rabbis. See what comes up. See what comes up. Okay, the Braisa said, "Litumat shekelim," that in the first of the month of Nisan, we take the first of the donations from the machtzis shekel for the sacrifices. So who's to say when the year begins? How did the rabbis know to do it in the beginning of Nisan? Minolon, where'd you get that from? You guys have it about 10 lines from the bottom. Ninalan, the two dots. Amar Rabbi Yoshia. Amar Kra, Rabbi Yoshia says, it says in the Pasuk, Zot olat chodesh b'chodesho lechodshei hashana. This is the sacrifice that's brought on its month every month of the year. Amrat Torah. So why did the Torah say this is the Olat Chodesh Bechodesho, the sacrifice of the month for the month? Now the word Chodesh could mean month. The word Chodesh could also mean new. So the Torah teaches us here, Chadesh Vave Korban Mituma Chadasha. You have to renew and bring the sacrifices at some point from the new donations. So how do you know when? So it says lechodshei hashana, to the months of the year. Vegamrei shana shana minisan. We have a derivation, being that it says the word shana about Nisan. Dichtiv rishonu lachem lechodshei hashana. It is the first of the months of the year. So hashana by Nisan and hashana by the new donations. So we learn that the new donations begin in Nisan. So the Gemara asks, v'ligmor shana shana mitishrei. Why don't you learn that it all begins in Tishrei? It says the word Hashana by Tishrei too. Dichtiv, it says about Tishrei, Mereshit Hashana. From the beginning of the year, God judges you what's going to be at the end of the year. So you have the word Hashana by Tishrei also. So the Gemara says, over here it says, Rishonu Lachem Lechodshei Hashana. And over there it also says, Lechodshei Hashana. So danin shana sheyeshim achodashim, mishana sheyeshim achodashim. I prefer to derive from a time that it says hashana and chodashim, that it has those two together, than this pasuk that just has the word hashana, but it doesn't have the chodshei hashana right with it. So here you have two concepts that are together, so it's more similar, so it makes more sense to derive from the pasuk of Nisan, where it says lechodshei hashana, just like it says by the korban lechodshei hashana. The endanin shana sheyeshima chodashim mishana sheyeshima chodashim. And you don't derive chodshei hashana from a pasuk that says hashana, and it doesn't make mention of the months. Okay, that's the end of the sugya. So we asked, how do you know it? We answered from shana shana, chodesh ve'ave, and shana shana. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, korbanot tzibur habayim be'echad meNisan. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, when you have public sacrifices that are brought in the beginning of the month of Nisan, mitzvah lavi min hachadash, there's a mitzvah to bring from the new donations. But if you use the old donations, you've also fulfilled your obligation. Right. The Torah teaches us this concept. If the Torah didn't say it, we wouldn't know it. You're right. The money didn't spoil. It's still good money. Right? If you think about it philosophically, there's a very nice concept. Every year has its donations, every year has its sacrifices, every year has its Jews that it's atoning for. Meaning it's nice to have rejuvenation, that the sacrifices are brought from new donations. But that's already, you know, the thoughts behind it. Ela shechisel mitzvah. So if a person used the old donations, he's fulfilled his obligations, but he missed out on a mitzvah. Tanya Namiachi, we have a brisa like this. Korbanot tzibur habayim be'echad b'nisan mitzvah lavi min hachadash. Public sacrifices that are brought in the first of Nisan, there's a mitzvah to bring them from the new donations. V'mevim min hayashan yatza. But if you use the old donations, you've still fulfilled your obligation. Your yotze, ela shechisel mitzvah. But you missed out on a mitzvah. Which is an interesting thing to think about. Who missed the mitzvah? It's a public sacrifice. The Braisa uses Loshon Yochid, Chisel mitzvah. He seems to be a mitzvah on the Kohen. The Kohen missed out on a mitzvah. So that needs work. How does that work? Whose mitzvah is this? Fine. Is it him also? Or is it him? Meaning, did the public lose? Whose mitzvah is it? The Yechid Sheitnadev Mishelo. Let's say an individual says, okay, you guys need money for the sacrifices. Here, I'll give you the money. So an individual donates his own ksherim. It's still kosher, but he has to really give it over to the public. The person can't say, well, that's my animal being brought as a tamid today. That doesn't work. The tamid has to be the public's animal. You want to donate it? Fine. You could donate it, but you must give it to the public. It's not your animal. It's the public's animal that's being brought as a public sacrifice. Pshita, the verse, isn't that obvious? No, it's not obvious. I would have thought, maybe we should be concerned. Maybe, even though he's giving it over to the public, he's not really giving it over with a whole heart. He's thinking, ah, that's still my animal going up there. Are we kidding? Yeah, okay, you know. It's like people think sometimes when they sell chametz. I know I'm selling it to the rabbi, but yeah, it's all like a religious thing. It's not a religious thing. It's a monetary thing. If you sold it, you sold it. It's not yours. It's not yours. The fact that it's in your home doesn't make it yours. So a guy might say, maybe we should be concerned. Here the whole public is relying on his thoughts. What intent does he have when he gives over the animal? So maybe I should be concerned that he's not giving it over with a whole heart. Kamash malam, that's what the Braisa taught us. No, if it's necessary, if an individual gives over the animal, that's kosher. And if you think about the period close to the destruction of the temple, when there was a siege on Jerusalem, so they didn't have many sheep. There was a famine in the city. The sheep must have been very, very expensive. The Talmud describes that they'd lowered down a whole basket with coins in order to purchase one little sheep. So there could have been many instances where they had to come onto this halacha that individuals would donate their sheep for the public sacrifice. So again, the question is, why doesn't our Mishnah make mention that Nisan is the beginning of the year for the donations in the temple? V'tana didan, kevan diktani mevi yatsa, being that the halacha says that if you did bring from last year's donation Yotza, your Yotze, you did fulfill your obligation at the end of the day. Lo psikale. So then it's not really finite. It's not really a whole new year. It's a continuation of last year. Lechatchila, you have a mitzvah, bring the new one. But at the end of the day, it's not as finite as the other things we mentioned in the Mishnah. You take Meiser from this year and last year, you got a problem. We don't say, well, okay, you just missed the mitzvah. No, you didn't do it. It's still tevel. We said in the Braisa, Yesh Omrim, whoever that is of the opinion that when it comes to rental contracts, so the year also begins and ends in the beginning of the month of Nisan. Tanu Avanan, we have the following Braisa. Hamaskil Bait Lachavero Lishana. If someone rents a house to his friend, and he says, I'm renting it for a year, so you count 12 months, that's a year. But what if he said, I'm renting you this house for this year? So when does this year end? Even if the deal was a month before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, this year is up. And even though there is an opinion that says one day in the year counts like a whole year, so why over here is there a minimum of a month? The guy has to have a month use out of the house, otherwise he can't say the year is up. If he only had one day or one week, then just because he said this year and Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, that doesn't mean the year is up. Shani Acha, here it's different. No one works to rent a house for less than 30 days. So it's a given that you didn't mean up until Rosh Chodesh Nisan unless there was a minimum of 30 days. So the Gemara says, who told you Nisan is the beginning of the year for rental contracts? Maybe it's Tishrei. No, because the norm is that if someone rents a house, even if he's renting it towards Tishrei, he rents it out in September, right? That's when people usually rent apartments. July, August, September. That's when people usually move. August is the main month. So August and September are just before Tishrei usually. That's the end of the summer. So you'll say the guy's renting an apartment just before Tishrei. Maybe if he says this year, he means till Rosh Hashanah. He's renting it this year, right? Most people move just before Rosh Chodesh Elul. So maybe when he said, I'm only renting it for this year, he means till Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says no, because the norm is that when people rent a house, they're renting it for the whole winter. That's why the year always begins with Nisan, because the norm is you rented an apartment, you rented a house, you wanted it throughout the winter seasons. V'tana kama de braita, v'tana didan. So then why doesn't the other opinion in the braisa and the opinion in our Mishnah enumerate this as the beginning of the year for rental contracts? V'nisan nami mishka shrech kitrei. He says that Nisan isn't really the end of the year, because in Nisan you also have clouds and rain. So you can't say that when a person wanted to rent it for the whole winter, he meant only till Nisan. That's not a given. Now we're finished with all these braisas, we're back to our Mishnah. But I question whether you guys could focus on so much content. Maybe we should review and call it a day? Yeah, let's do that. We covered a lot of ground today. Okay, so what do we see today? Let's review from the beginning of the Amud. We began with the braisa that said in the beginning of Nisan is the beginning of the year with regard to the months, the leap year, and taking the donations from the Machtzis HaShekel. And then Yesh Omrim says for rental contracts as well. We questioned, how do you know the months start their count with Nisan? We tried to bring the Pasuk of Pesach, which is in this month, the Pesach offering, and this month is called the first month, and it says it's in the month of Aviv, when the grains are ripe. We said, well, the grains start being ripe in Adar. So maybe ripe means when they start being ripe, and Adar is the beginning of the year. We said, okay. So it says the seventh month is Sukkot. The seventh month is the time of gathering your crops. People gather their crops in Tishrei. So that's how I know. Number seven, so number one is Nisan. The Gemara says, no, people start gathering in Elul. The majority of the gathering is Tishrei, but they start their gathering in Elul. And who says maybe gathering means when you start gathering? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it can't prove it from the Torah. Must be from different psukim in the Nevi'im. And it brought a whole slew of psukim that identify the name of the month and they identify the number of the month, so that's clear. Then we said Nisan is the beginning of the year for leap years. We said, well, Beis Din doesn't sit and figure out whether they can make it a leap year until Rosh Hashanah, and even that is only under duress. So what does it mean? It means that on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you can no longer make it into a leap year. There was a machlokes in the Braisa if you could make it up to Purim or after Purim. The opinion that says you could only make it into a leap year up to Purim says, because from Purim onward, people are already focused on Pesach and they'll come to take the idea of Chametz lightly if you suddenly change the date of Pesach on them. And the other opinion says, no, people realize that the courts have to convene and figure out the math. So you can make it into a leap year throughout the month of Nisan, throughout the month of Adar, up until the first of the month of Nisan. Yeah? Okay. We said that the first of the month of Nisan is the beginning of the year for the new sacrifice, for the new money for the sacrifices, for the shkolim. We quoted the pasuk, Zot olat chodesh v'chodesho l'chodeshe ha'shana, and we learned, Chadesh v'aveh. Chodesh b'chodesho teaches me at some point you got to start bringing new sacrifices, and that point we have Gzeiras Shava is in the beginning of the month of Nisan. We said that once Nisan comes, we have a mitzvah to bring from the new donations, but if you didn't, you still fulfilled the mitzvah. You just missed out on the mitzvah of using the new donations. We said that an individual could also donate his own, and don't think that maybe he doesn't give it with full intent. No, that's also okay. And then we brought that with regard to rental contract, that opinion says the assumption is people who rent a house will always rent it for the winter period, at least. And so if a person says the contract is for this year, he means until the winter ends, which is in the beginning of the month of Nisan. And the other opinion says, no, Nisan isn't so clearly the end of winter, because in Nisan you also have a lot of clouds. Okay? Okay.